It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma, unless she's a potty mouth too.
You're listening to episode 13 of the Crave More Life audio blog titled, Where There Is Pain. Hey, DIY ass kickers. We all feel pain at some point in our lives. Maybe it's loss. Maybe it's feeling like we're not enough. Maybe it's knowing something is very wrong with your life, but not knowing what it is or having the courage to do anything about it. Whatever brings you pain, it's there for a reason. As hard as this can sound when you're in the middle of it, the reason is that pain offers you a place where you can learn and grow as the amazing human being you are in this world. Sharing your gifts, doing what you know you need to do in this life, however you want to do it. And as hard as it is to work through pain to your healing, it's not nearly as hard as letting your pain negatively take over your life. Pain is your message to stop, heal, and learn. Let's take a look at those. Stop and let yourself feel the pain that's there. Be with it without judgment. Don't be that woman who has to just keep on going. Do yourself a solid and feel shitty. Don't rush it. Notice where the pain is showing up in your body and your spirit. Feel every part of it and respect it as being real. Heal yourself by acknowledging that the pain is only one part of your life. The rest of it is different. Have faith that you know how to handle this. You're a strong, capable woman. Look in your deep core and ask what it needs to heal and bring your soul back to life. Do what you're being called to do, not what society tells you to do. And learn by stepping back and deconstructing the pain. Unpack all of it. Where did it come from? When have you felt this kind of pain before? What were the circumstances at that time and what is similar now? What can you do to avoid or prepare for similar pain going forward, because shit can and will happen? In loss, maybe your lesson is simply that life begins and it ends. In divorce or separation, maybe your lesson is to live your life fully for you instead of being the emotional punching bag of your ex. In feeling not worthy, maybe your lesson is to look beyond the feeling and learn to manage that inner voice and its messages that bring you down. Tut.com tells us that where there is pain, there will be strength. Where there is sadness, there will be wisdom. And where there is fear, there will be renewal. We can't instantly go from pain to feeling peace again. It's a process. Being one with your pain means you have already begun to heal.